Beginnt die Karantas, mit sagt es nas und auf gemo beginnt mit auf beginnt tays nas to begin with the gemara. My mind that had then sulsal sidel, one of the terminologies of the Mishnah that said that's going to be valid in the Zeris is the word sulsal. Yeah, so, but how do you know that sulsal turning around means that of the here? Meaning, says tays, loshans and nefel hippets. So, how do you even know in general that it even goes on turning over the here, the name of the Naziris kibbalah that you're going to say is accepting in the Zeris? So the gemara brought a pasuk. Then the next taste of Master that begin was the Gmal Bay Matera, maybe it's referring to Mil Habak Matera, we know the famous mission of Hafach Baba Fach Badukulaba, maybe it means to turn over the words of Tara. So that the Gemara continues, it says the Master that begins with the Gemara Khanamitavas Basaira. Here we're talking about also where he's holding on to his hair. Oh, the Mash Mashab, but that definitely sounds like it in Hapach Ben Mitzvah, and this is Taisis Shita, as we found in the previous stuff. It's not necessarily the turning over of the here, it's turning over the mitzvah hatlui b'sar, which depended on the here, because he's holding on to the here, definitely would be an indicator. Next test, master, begin with the gemara shiluch ribuhu. Yes, the word shaleach. Peda means growing the here long. Loshen gidl k'moyel is the gemara bing shalachai prad dechaz remainim, which means to grow it like the orchard of the pomegranates. Next test, master, begin with the gemara ay ve'im amid davorihu. So the gemara says maybe means to get rid of. As Tais explained, maybe I actually accepted the opposite. To shave off a lahavra say like a shigadl, to actually take off the hair when it grows. Next says Master begun the Gemara. So the Gemara answered, Tana Pera Pera Yalef. That the way we really know this is from a Gzer Shav of the word para. Where here it says Kadosh Yigal Para and says over there para leshalechu. So that just like over there means to grow it, so to over here. So Tais says, Lava Tana Masdinikar. This way say Tana. It's not the Tana of our Mishnah, which would seem to be from the flow of the Gemara, answering with the Tana of our Mishnah where he gets this from. No, Elah Tana Sanhedrin. It's going Tana in Sanhedrin of Chav Beis Mabeis. The comment that he says, over there, Kohen Head, it's a regular Kohen Head, he's got a regular Kohen, he's got to take his regular once every 30 days. How does he know this? Vial of Pera Loishalechu. It says, Pera, which we're explaining means long here. Loishalechu should not grow long. Shishiluach means that it should grow long. Where do we know that from? Minazir. Because it says, by not gadol pera, to grow his hair long, malahan shalashim yam kimin yeah, just like over there, a nazir says 30 days, like the numerical value of the word yeah, which yud is 10, and hey is 5, and yud is hey is 10, 5, 30. But kain hey, shalashim yam, so to regarding a regular kain, that they should not grow it long, is 30 days of a coming. That's what the pasuk says, le shalechu, not grow it long. Now, so what's our Gemara bringing regarding the Tana Mishnah Sanhedrin? It's coming to say, Tana, the Tana, we find Pera Pera Yolof Be'alma, meaning over there in general, in Sanhedrin. Now, Alma, so that's what our Gemara is comparing. So we see the Shiluach of Lashon Gidol, that the word Shiluach of Pera means the terminology of growing it long, and that's what we need for our Sugya. Now, some texts have the added words, if I'm telling you, you're going to say, so why don't you bring a pasuk that is explicit by Nazir, where it says Kadosh Yigal Pera, that it should be holy, growing up the here long. But why do you have to bring in the Gzeir Shaba of the kain to the kain hedjit, where kain hedjit itself is learned out with saying from Nazir? But some says what you could say is the Shani Hasan. There's different. The Chesiv Gadol Hedya. It says the word Gadol explicitly. But Shaluch Luchod Lai. But maybe just Shaluch itself that we wouldn't know that. That would be the case. Meaning the pasuk by Nazir, it says Kadosh Yigadol Pera. So Gadol, yeah, the pasuk by Nazir, maybe that would mean to grow the hair long. But if it just said Shiluach, not. Therefore, you have to learn out from Kohen Hedjit where it says the word Shiluach, because that's the words we're saying over here in our Mishnah. Harilei Lishaleach Pera. And that's what we're coming to explain. That's what says. But then you're going to say, okay, wait a second. Blaisim Mekrod that said by Kohen Hedjit. Why don't you just bring the pasuk that says by Kohen Hedjit Pera Lishaleichu? And that the word shaleach is what we're really coming to decipher, and that means not to grow along. But kad gzeir shava lomli. So again, why do you really need the gzeir shava to learn out the halacha of nazir from kain hedid? You don't really need the gzeir shava for what we're trying to answer for the terminology of shalach. So it says, but it appears to me the mekor the kain hedid from the pasuk of kain hedid loy mashma. That really you don't really hear from that the loy shaleach avigidol, that not to be shaleach means to have it grow long. What do you mean? Because the afil of the trei yomi, that could mean even 2 days. The kibin d'loim beferish harin in nazir trei yomi. Since he didn't say explicitly, I want to be nazir for 2 days. It's shaluach pera, like the words of our mishnah. I'm going to be mishaleach the pera. So in kangabals naziris. So there wouldn't necessarily be an acceptance of naziris, because if he said explicitly 2 days, it would be because you can't have less than 30. But if you just say shaluach pera, so that doesn't necessarily mean acceptance of naziris. Aber Kigamrin Kohen had to be Nazir, but once we learn out the Allah of Kohen had to be from Nazir, Dishaloach have Melosh and Shalash Mixer Shabba, that Dishaloach para is 30 days, which we know from Mixer Shabba. Vakama Hariel Shalach, and this person say it's on me to be Mishalach. Sekilo Am Hariel Shalach para Shalash Mixer, it's as if he's saying, because that's how we know the word Shiloach by Kohen Hedid, which is from Nazir. And that's where we have to learn out from the Kohen Hedid, from the Gzer Shabba, which is that Shiloach para means 30 days. And therefore, it's well understood that he's accepting the Nazirs of 30 days. That's what brings the Gzeirah Shabbat. Now, but Davkin specifically, it's only if he says, I'm taking upon myself to be Mishalech, which means to grow long, para, the tresses, the long hair. But since he only says, it's Ami para, which is the primary idea according to what Tais is saying, the Gemara is coming to decipher, well, it wouldn't sound like anything, because the para, the word para means uncovering, like it says, to uncover the head of the woman, so it's the word shiluach para that we're learning out here in our sugya, and that's why we have to learn out with this Gezer Shava to teach the definition of this word shiluach. And you couldn't just learn from straight from the Nazar, and neither could you even learn straight from the Kohen Hedid, neither this Gezer Shava. Next test master begins the Gemara that the Gemara says actually the pasuk that you brought actually doesn't mean removing, actually means sending forth the water, which is also a terminology of growth, which is when you send forth, as test master says in the words of Gemara, mashkele maya, you water it, you water it with the water, lepeiri for the fruits, but ave and it grows pirish, another galapri, so the fruit grows. So you see the growth is a gidel, it's a growth. So you see that that's from the words of Shiloach. Now this says Bakasha, but this is very difficult. It sounds like the Gemara is trying to answer, like, oh, we have a pasuk, you see, it doesn't necessarily mean growth, it means removing. So how do you know it means that of growth? So we answered, we explained that, no, I could show you how the pasuk really means that of growth. So it says, that's difficult. The Ashkechan Habi Shiloach, if I'm many words Shiloach, I know Lashon Gidl is not a terminology of growth, Lashon Bar is a terminology of removing. K'may Shalech, Shalech, send away the mother bird. Over Yishlat Yaakov Malachim, Yaakov send forth Malachim, it's removing, it's sending it away. So what are you answering from one source? Your Shem, this is what you can say is, the Itay Svei Mahanach Kura, if we would ask from these Pesukim that we just quoted, HaMashan Lekil El, we would answer like we said before, that Tana Per Yalav. You're right, we would say like the first answer in the Gemara, that you're right, we're not learning out from Shiluach, we're learning out from the Gzeir Shava of Pera. So what's the Gemara coming to say in the second answer? It's only coming to explain, Ela Mikra, the Isvinan Mine. You're asking from a Pasik, B'Shalech Mayim. Oh, I could answer that and tell you that doesn't necessarily mean, but you're right, if you can ask from a Pasukim, I would have to come back onto the first Teretz. That's pushing it, because the mashmit sounds like in the second answer, the nicha gzeir shavah mekabel kol, but no, according to the first teretz, according to the first answer, you need the gzeir shavah, but it's not like, now you don't need it, according to the second teretz, but according to what Tais is asking, that's difficult. Generally, David says, Tais, that according to me, it appears, the mitchila, truth is in the beginning, lohoye choshesh, the Gemara is not concerned, we just have to find one verse, the mashmit l'shrabiyah, that you see the word shaleach peta, could mean a terminology of growth. And we brought that pasuk. On that, the Gemara is rejecting because maybe no, maybe you're going to translate that pasuk itself as terminology of getting rid of k'moy b'shalech mem, like the other pasuk of b'shalech mem. But like Avil Chad Kroah, maybe not going to have one pasuk that it should be understood as terminology of growth. But Amashan, that's what we're answering you by saying we're going to say in that answer, "Hi shalech mem la," that is lashon ribuhu. And actually, b'klum elvin, you can actually learn from that pasuk itself that you're asking from a mikro d'shalech paradis, that also could mean that it's a growth. Now, Avagav, the Krah, Tavalosh, Navar, you're right, although there are many psukim that means removing, but Shabi Yafin, Mechai Krah, you could at least learn out very well from one pasuk, Tavalosh, Rabin, that is a terminology of growth, because the Mestah, but Daitan is Yisro. Because the logic is that it is going on the series, which means growth. We just have to find that the word would even mean that, so one pasuk would be sufficient. Something like Tesmas, with the words of the Gemara, regarding the Machlik, not Mishnah, regarding Harila, it's a poem. So the Gemara wanted to know what's the reason of Rabbein, why Harila Tzipar means he's a Nazar. So Shlaker said, he's accepting upon himself the birds that are near the ear. What does that mean? So Tais explains, as the Gemara brings the pasuk in Daniel, that it's written in the pasuk near the terminology of here. In other words, and Tais references it on Amid Beis. Even though all he said was the word birds, because the Masin, the stomach, come of the Mishnah was clearly didn't say anything more than just the word birds, didn't say the ones that are near the here. Shalach even so, Svila Rish Lagash Lagash held the Dai to Danish at the Paramus Mokhmasa. Person's intent is, he knows Tanakh, his intention is on the birds that's written near the here. This is how it's understood. If someone says it's upon me to bring the birds, he's a nazir. He's a nazir. Why? They give him the tzipayim. Since it's a pasuk that tzipayim is written near the word of here, what do you mean to say? It's like this. I'm taking upon myself a mitzvah. That it's appropriate that there are birds that's dependent on this mitzvah regarding here, which tiny nazir, which that's a nazir because she nidna becomes tummy. So it's tzipayim has to bring birds. And what it means is mitzvah tlui b'tzipayim, the mitzvah that's dependent on birds. Now, however, ein lafarish mishum smich is great, but you can't just explain simply because it's near it in the same pasuk, and the farish does like it sounds like the way the Gemara is explaining. Because that would be the case. Is nishun habalei lemon, then you should have said the where it says in the pasuk, I'm going to be like an eagle. That you should say that a nazir, and he's a nazir because it's face mich lasad. That word's even closer to the word here. So obviously, it's not just like you know the words, but it's also because it makes sense because you actually do bring tzipayim when he's becomes a nazir tami. Next is not the words the mother, as we bring a pasuk at the saari kenishrin until his hair is like an eagle, and the tefreik itzpayrin, and his nails are like the claws of a bird. Which pasuk with the nail covered in the Nebuchadnezzar? So says it's a pasuk in the nail by regarding the Nebuchadnezzar. Next is not the beginning of the words the gemara. Actually, this belongs on Amid Beis, but the Tosis is here on Amid Aleph that the gemara wanted to know. That the Gemara wanted to know, you're saying that you Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's not because it's near in the pasuk. It's because Rami is concerned. Maybe he means it's a bird that another time will have to bring. So then the Gemara says, okay, you're saying you're concerned. Maybe that's what he means. Well, maybe he means as Tosa quotes from the Gemara, maybe tipa another time kibbalah. Maybe just accepted upon himself to bring the birds. Abad Nazatami, Purish, what does that mean? Mitzvah Naziris. Maybe it's the Mitzvah Naziris, the Sheikh Abu Tzipayr Nazatami, that it's applicable that you'll have the birds of a Nazatami. Im Yitma, if he becomes Tami. That's what Rimei holds. That's the concern. And if that's the case, so that's Naziris. So and that's what the Gemara asks Mechtich, as Tosfos quotes Mechtich Hashini come away. You're saying that you're concerned? And that is believed to put in Nazir Vadik. I mean, not saying it's definitive that that's what he's taking on the birds of a Nazir El Chachosh, it's a concern. So, as the Tosfos quotes from the Divine Masculine, Dilma Tzipir in the Dovah the Kabbalah, well, maybe then it's, if he's saying it's just concern, it's not indicative, maybe it means the birds of a Nadavah that he's accepting upon himself. As Tosfos explains, maybe it's just accepting bring a bird Eilis for a donation. Blade Nazir's, not Nazir's. And why would we say that? Because the Chol Kamadei Kalef Rusha Dibur, as long as you can explain his words, Allah Nazir's Kibbalah, that he's not accepting a Nazir's El Nedach or some other vow, Shabbat Tzvei, that's better. A person doesn't want to accept himself, especially the birds of Nazir's, because a Chamalah, that's more stringent, but Trichle, it's more of an effort, because those birds are brought when you're tummy. The Gemara mentions a few times that a person regrets that, and it extends his Nazir's. So definitely, the Gemara has a valid question that it wouldn't be logical to say that. Why wouldn't you say it's the Tzipari Nedava?